Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. This is Robin Shirley, your host, and today we are talking all about selfishness and health and relationships and how to achieve happiness and health through selfishness. And it's kind of a crazy topic or a title for a topic, and I am going to explain everything. So just hang in there. First, I wanted to say that we are hosting the next Take Back Your Health conference here in Los Angeles, and it's going to be a collection of speakers giving seminars on topics ranging from nutrition for diabetes and Lyme disease and autoimmune disease and cancer to holistic diagnostics, and also we've got fitness experts, we've got meditation and spirituality, and mind-body techniques for having superior mental and emotional health. And we also always include some lectures and seminars on environmental health and how to become more green in your home and your lifestyle and grow your own, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's happening April 18th and 19th in Los Angeles, California. And the tickets are on sale now on our website. And the website is being updated as we speak, so please excuse any glitches you may experience. But tickets are for sale. Speakers are being added every week. And there's going to be 15 to 20 healthy exhibitors there and massage therapists and healthy food vendors. So it's going to be full of resources for you guys. And we're very excited about it. So take a look on the website, which is clubtbyh.com. But back to today's topic. Lately, there has been a cricket in my kitchen, and it is chirping all day. And I'm sure many of you out there have experienced this, where there is a cricket trapped in your home, and you can hear it, but you can't see it. And it is very, very frustrating and irritating because it's incessant and it's a distraction. And this irritation combined with the cricket, the irritation of this chirping, combined with me feeling pulls from different people in my life, different relationships, feeling pulled in different directions, feeling pressured to spend my time and my energy and my resources in ways that other people want me to, has started happening recently. And that is also a little bit of a distraction in my life. And it would be in anyone's life. It's a distraction when people request time and energy and resources from you. So all of that has inspired today's radio episode, and I do like to talk about things that I'm working on with my own health, because I think that's the best way to teach, is to share what I'm currently working on with myself. And what I have had to do many times in the past and what I'm having to do again or refocus in on this time in my life is to be a little bit selfish with my time, my energy, and my resources. And I'm going to go into some detail here. First of all, Take Back Your Health is about doing what you need to do to be healthier. And health is the most important thing in my eyes, because for me, when I don't have health, I'm not happy. And when I'm not happy, I'm not enjoying life. And when I'm not enjoying my life, I can't have fulfilling relationships, career, or experiences, because I'm not happy. And so health, let's go back to what health means and why is health so important to your happiness? Because health, it actually is quite a broad description of your state of being. So I actually looked it up on Merriam-Webster, and health is a condition of being sound in body, mind, or spirit, especially freedom from physical disease or pain. So basically, you've got health, meaning the condition of your body, mind, and all of those are affected by your environment, what you put into your body, and what you do for your body and the people around you and your career and your stress levels, and all of that is going to affect it. So that's why Take Back Your Health talks a lot about many different ways to take back your health, including financial health, mental health, emotional health, environmental health, and your home life and your family life and your relationships. So take back your health. Your health and my health, well, let me say this. Nothing is more important to me than my health, which leads to my happiness. And nothing is more important to me also than your health and your happiness, which is why Take Back Your Health exists. So when I say nothing is more important to me than my health and your health, it sounds a little selfish, and it means that I will sacrifice things for that. I'll sacrifice things that don't lead to my health and happiness. I will be ruthless in my lifestyle and in my relationships when something is dragging me down or not contributing to my health or happiness. I will eliminate it, or I'll figure out a way to live with it without it affecting me. And this kind of goes back to that whole idea of, when there's a relationship in your life that is negative and draining, then there's this controversial, do you shut them out? Do you cut them off? What do you do, and how do you do it without causing more drama and more pain and more negativity? So that's a little bit what today's topic is going to be, but I want to go more into the reasons why these issues come up and how you can actually change your relationships so that you don't have to experience more negativity. So when you are focused on taking back your health, it naturally causes you to shift your attention and change your actions. Where you're focusing your time is going to change. If you know you need to eat healthier, if you know you need to exercise more, if you know you need to sleep more, then where you're spending your money and your time and your energy is going to change. It may even mean that you're not going out with friends as often because you need to sleep more, or it may mean that you aren't socializing as much because you don't drink or you don't want to drink as much. It may mean that you're missing time with family because you're going to go to bed earlier. It may mean that you're going to be exercising or going to a different fitness class or going to the gym more often, so you're spending your money in a different way. You may stop spending it in another social way that you used to, and now you're spending your money elsewhere, and so that changes relationships. You may just need more time for yourself to think, to meditate, and so this may change your relationship with a significant other. And also, it may cause tension because you're choosing to live differently than the people around you. And whenever you make that decision, it always brings up the issue of, well, what's wrong with the way you were doing it before? What's wrong with the way we're doing it? And so all of these things contribute to this idea of you being a selfish person. And in reality, it's not the case at all. So what causes that, though, is that your relationships are shifting and people in your life may love you and have your best interest in mind. And the problem is that they may not have the same goals as you, and they may not have the same, they may not value health as much as you do. Value it, but they aren't focused on getting it in the way that you are. So you have this situation where people are seeing you change and they're getting a little uncomfortable because you're changing the rules. You're changing the way things are working currently, and you're valuing different things, and you are focusing your attention on different things. So what's going to happen maybe is your time, they're going to want your time. They're going to want your money spent a certain way, the way it was before. They're going to want your approval. You're changing the way you're eating and living, and they aren't. They're going to want your mutual commiseration over trivial material things, gossip, complaining about life the way it is. All these things come up when you start to change your life, but the people around you don't have the same goals as you do. And so, again, they always have your best interest in mind, and there's nothing wrong with this. Is completely a natural thing that may happen, but in reality, you have to decide what is worth your time and energy. And there's a, you know, a breaking point that usually happens with some people where they're just fed up and they're ready for a change. And some people, it's very easy and natural to make the changes, and some people have more issues with relationships. So I usually have, in the past, have never had any issue with my relationships and making changes. Well, I take that back. I have had some issues with friends in the past, and not where there was any confrontation or conflict, but just that there was a mutual unspoken falling apart in different ways because of different interests and different values. And that's happened to me many times. And you know, everybody's on good terms still, but it's just kind of like a natural growing apart. And then there's also what happens is naturally growing closer to other people who share the same values as you. So it's all basically you're throwing everything up in the air and everything's landing in different places and you're shuffling things around and relationships are changing. And when you decide to become healthier and happier, I said this once in my seminar at a Take Back Your Health conference a few years back, that when you ask for healing, you're going to get it. You will 100%. If you give yourself to the healing, if you give up control and you say, okay, I'm ready to heal. This is not how I want to live my life anymore. The current status quo is not okay with me. I'm not happy with my health. I'm not happy with my mental and emotional health or my physical health. I'm ready for change. I'm willing to do what it takes. I want to heal. I want healing and I want happiness. When you commit yourself to that, I promise you 100% you're going to get it, but you have to accept that it may not come in the way that you want or you expect or that you desire. So for me, I wanted it and I thought I knew how I was going to get it and I went about it, but life threw me many different options and challenges and curveballs. And so been a long journey, but I will tell you that you get the healing that you ask for. And I know with many people who I've worked with that this is the case. But it's like, it's almost like it's a more thorough and complete and holistic healing than you thought, maybe, because maybe you just have diabetes and you think, well, I really need to fix what I'm eating and then I will heal. That's fine. That's fine. And it's what a lot of people want. And it's a very common disease these days. So there's a lot of information out there. on how to eat differently for diabetes. But if you are one of those people where you just all of a sudden wake up and you're like, I've got diabetes, I'm overweight, I have no energy, I hate my job, I'm on bad terms with my family, something's got to change, and you are willingly committing to healing and improving your health, then there's going to be a whole rewiring of your internal self. And it's going to cause a lot of external changes and disruptions and reorganization. So that's what I'm talking about here, is that there's going to be some uncomfortable feelings as you are making changes in how you spend your time and your energy and your resources. You can't change your internal world without affecting the external. And you can't change your external world without affecting the internal. And so when you decide to eat healthier or exercise or cut off a negative relationship, you're going to affect your whole life, hopefully in a positive way. And it's going to feel perhaps selfish, or it's going to feel a little harsh maybe if you have to end up changing some of your relationships. So kind of got off on a tangent and lost my notes there. But I'm trying to debate how much detail to tell you about my personal situation. Well, I'll give you this example, and I'll be pretty general about it. But being in a new relationship with a significant other can always be a little bit difficult, because all of a sudden you're spending a lot more of your free time with that person, free time that you may have before. And what I mean by free time is time outside of work and sleep. So maybe you're allocating the time that you used to spend working out on a Saturday morning or whatever, or Saturday during the day, to go on a date. Or maybe you are staying out later because of a date and you're losing some sleep. Or maybe you start seeing them two, three times a week, and then it's all of a sudden where, you know, you're not, maybe you're missing out on your whole Monday evening where you cook ahead your meals for the week, or maybe, you know, anything. So that has happened to me recently, and it's difficult because, you know, sometimes that if your emotional happiness can go way up when you're in a relationship like that in the beginning, but you have to be careful not to let other areas of your health diminish. So it's a balance, and it's difficult in that situation to carve out time for yourself and to be a little selfish with your time. But it's very important because it's going to set the stage for how this relationship moves forward and what the expectations are in the future. So setting up, and boundaries is a little bit of a strong term, but making sure that you stay focused on what's important to you and have a balanced approach to it is one way to deal with this kind of situation. So anyway, that's kind of a personal thing that's been going on. Another friend of mine has been, over the years, is very opinionated about the way that her friends and family live their lives. And so that's always been a struggle for me. And I know everyone has one of those people in their lives. And it's something that you need to decide if it's worth continuing that relationship, and if it is, have an open and honest conversation with them about what your goals are. So anyways, enough example, but I wanted to say before we go a little bit of a strategy that I use for staying focused and on what is really important to spend my time on for me. I think that I've said this many times, and that is that meditation and prayer are very helpful for me, and I believe for many others. That's why they have withstood the test of time thousands and thousands of years, people have been meditating and praying for guidance and for focus and for clarity. So one resource that I want to share with you, which I've shared before, is Summer McStravick's Flow Dreaming podcast. Summer is the woman who was instrumental in creating Hay House Radio, and she lives in California and podcasts from her home on a topic called Flow Dreaming, which is a method of meditation and prayer that is more of a creative daydream and visualization that is very helpful in helping people focus and stay, stay in good spiritual and mental and emotional health. So she podcasts weekly, actually at the same time that we do on Take Back Your Health Radio. So her podcast is going on right now too, and you can listen to her reruns of her show on her website, flowdreaming.com. And she's speaking actually, hopefully, I'm like 90% sure that she's speaking in the spring at Take Back Your Health Los Angeles. Anyways, I was listening to one of her podcasts the other day, and she said something that struck me, and that was that people talk a lot about meditating, and they talk a lot about prayer, but they don't talk a lot about doing them together. And it's important to have a period of time for prayer or creative visualization where you are focusing on what you want and actively imagining and brainstorming and focusing on and creating this idea in your mind, and kind of working out in your head what it is you want your life to be like and working out your goals. And that would be prayer or law of attraction sort of stuff, or creative visualization, or visualization board, or what are they called? Yeah, I think they're my vision board. Yes. Okay. So, but then there needs to be a balance where you have time where you are listening. So with prayer, you're asking, but when are you listening for the answers? Because there's always actions to take after you ask for something. Fabienne Fredrickson, a well-known business coach, said one time in a summit that I was listening to that yes, you need to let me say this the right way. I want to make sure that I say this the right way. Okay. You ask for something as in prayer. It is given to you as in meditation when you're listening. And then you must take action. This is my advice to you. Instead of being focused on the external relationships and how long you've been pouring in a million different directions, focus on your internal self and pray or ask for what you need and want and desire. Then listen to meditation or quiet time or journaling, and then take action, because when you do the first two things, then you will know what you need to do for your health and happiness. So, ask, it will be given if you listen, and then take action. So anytime you're dealing with difficult situations, or anytime you need guidance, and you can use this principle. And when you ask and when you listen, I don't want to go too far into spiritual, just saying prayer and meditation, but you also need to research and learn and then digest and contemplate. So when you are trying to decide how you're going to eat, what is going to be your nutrition protocol, sometimes you can't just pray and then listen. You need to research and then digest
the information. So that is kind of a lot of different books there, and I want everyone to feel like what they're doing every day is helping them get closer to where they want to be. Because otherwise, life is difficult and chaotic and confusing. And we turn to the external world for answers, which includes people around us who have different goals and values than us. So that can be very distracting. So instead of putting your attention to those distractions, which include the cricket in your picture, the HSP, relationships and people in your life who want your attention, they may have your best interest in mind, but they don't have the same goals and values as you. Instead of listening so intently to those people, focus inward and spend time alone and spend time in prayer and spend time journaling what you want and asking for what you want, and then spend time listening for the answers. In other words, spend time researching and spend time digesting, and then you must take action, and you need to be strong enough to follow through with that action and mature enough to handle all of the shifts that are going to occur. And prayer and community and finding people who have the same values as you is always helpful with all of this. So, just on a note here, community and finding people who value the same thing as you, come out to our Take Back Your Health event, because that's the biggest feedback that I get from everyone who comes, is that I feel so good finally being in a community of like-minded people who have the same goals as me and the same health beliefs as me, and I want to keep coming to these events because I love the energy here, and that's what I hear about Take Back Your Health Conference. And and we also are hosting twice monthly gatherings, Take Back Your Health gatherings in Santa Monica, California. So if you're in Washington, D.C., or Los Angeles, or Santa Monica, then you can come out to all of us and find support community. If you're elsewhere, you can also join clubtbyh.com, where we post all the recordings from our events. And we have a lot of resources up there for everyone all over the world. And that's on clubtbyh.com. You can find the conference information and the Club TBYH information there. And then if you're interested in coming to our monthly and twice monthly meetups in Santa Monica, then go to meetup.com/TBYHLA. That's meetup.com/TBYHLA. All right, everyone. So we'll talk to you again next Tuesday on Take Back Your Health Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care, everyone.